New England could lose more than 1 million acres of forest cover over the next half century. That's the conclusion of researchers at Harvard University. Reporter Fred Bever takes this look at what that could mean for the region.
When Paul Hunt heads out into Sebago Lake, he sees a handful of cottages here and there along the shore, but mostly it's the green cover of a 280,000-acre watershed. Or as Hunt, the Environmental Services Manager for the Portland Water District, sees it, a vast natural filtration system for the lake, which supplies drinking water for more than 200,000 people in southern Maine.
Almost every other water supply in the country that uses a lake or a river is legally required to filter the water and then disinfect it. There are about 50 in the whole country, and this is one of them, that the water is so clean that it doesn't require filtration.
The water that feeds the trillion-gallon lake follows an ancient glacial path that starts a few miles below the Sunday River ski area. And it's thanks to good stewardship by landowners along that 50-mile riverway, Hunt says, that the watershed has retained and even bettered its purifying capacities over the last century.
That's the good news. The bad news is 91% of that land is privately owned, meaning it could be converted to non-forest uses whenever the owners make that decision. It's their land.
And the risk of forest loss is rising throughout New England. That's according to a report from researchers associated with the Harvard Forest in the central Mass town of Petersham. The report notes that before the end of the 20th century, much of the forest land that was cut down in New England during its agrarian heyday had been reclaimed. But the authors also say since the 1980s, New England's farming economy has stabilized, and with development continuing apace, the forest cover trend line has begun heading back down.
It's a drip, 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 and it amounts to 24,000 acres a year.
Robert Purcell, one of the report's authors, is executive director of the New England Forestry Foundation. He says each of the six states is losing forest each year to housing, businesses, parking lots, and roads. The losses range from a low of 800 acres a year in Rhode Island to a high of 7,000 in Massachusetts. If that pace continues, New England will lose 1.2 million acres of forest cover over the next 40 years. Purcell says soil quality, water quality, wildlife habitat, and woodland jobs are all at risk.
So that's alarming because New Englanders love their forest. We get a lot of benefits from our forest. And if we don't do something about it, it's going to continue to erode over time.
The report finds that since the 2000s, the number of forested acres protected each year by fee or by easement has fallen substantially, while annual federal and state funding for preservation has been halved. The authors say it's time to recommit to conservation, calling for some 70% of the New England landscape to be protected forest by the year 2060. Here in Maine, which is home to more than half the region's forested acres, the protection goals can make people like Patrick Strauch a bit wary. He's executive director of the Maine Forest Products Council.
I want to be arguing for forest management and being concerned about development, but I also live in and work in these rural areas. And, you know, to some degree, the exodus of population needs to be, I wouldn't mind a little development in some of these more rural areas in Maine.
The report's authors say they don't want to lock up New England's forests. Although they call for preservation of 3 million acres in a wild state, the remaining 27 million acres on the list would be barred to development, but still open for forestry, recreation, and other economic activities. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Fred Bever in Portland, Maine.